This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. You may have thought this podcast was us on FaceTime, a friendly little interaction. No. I put my chair on my bed to emulate a throne, because that is what this is. I am the king, and I'm speaking to my peasants.
There's a garbage truck going by. I really felt this morning like the scum on like a soup if you leave it out for like 4 hours, and I was like, I need to boost the ego. So I put my chair on my bed, and we're gonna see if that accomplishes that. Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode. Before we get into the main topic of this podcast, I just want to have a quick little rant. I ordered Chipotle, and I saw on the app that they have plant-based chorizo. And y'all know I don't eat meat, thanks to the vegan teacher. Not that that was like any secret or anything, but I ordered it with the plant-based chorizo, and did it come with the plant-based chorizo? No. It came with a note saying we don't have the plant-based chorizo, so we put sofritas on the side, which is just spicy tofu. But you know what? It was $3 extra for the plant-based chorizo. And you know what's not $3 extra? The spicy tofu. So they charged me, and I was robbed, and now I'm sitting on a chair in my bed. Okay. I want to get into a topic that I guess I've never really talked about on this podcast, which is literally goddamn amazing because we have talked about everything across this universe, but we're still finding unmarked territory to pee on verbally. So I want to talk about exercising. If you all just vomited along with me, you may know the feeling. Specifically, like, gyms is what I want to talk about today. So, for the past year, I have been going to the gym almost every day, unless I, like, really fall off the bandwagon and I'm, like, really not doing well, then, like, there's no gym to be seen. But if, say, for example, I just have a month where I'm not going anywhere, I'm not really hanging out with that many people, every single day I will be at the gym. And I know I don't look like the type. I know I don't look like the people when you go to like Snapchat Discover and it's a bunch of like white boys with their shirt off trying to get Snapchat subscribers up. Like, I know I don't exactly fit that type. However, I go nonetheless. First, I'll walk you through, like, what my gym routine is like and why it's why you should not do it. So, first of all, when I go to the gym, I only go for 25 minutes. Because I have a rule, not a rule, but, like, more of, like, a principle in my life that, like, anything unpleasant that I have to do, I can do it for, like, under 30 minutes. But after 30 minutes, I literally cannot anymore. So I go to the gym for 25 minutes. Now, you may think that's a waste of a trip to the gym. Yes, it is. Because I don't have a car in LA.
So I Uber there and back to the gym, and the gym is not close. It is a 20-minute Uber. So it's 40 minutes in the Uber, 20 minutes at the gym. Now, when I pull up to the gym, I bring nothing with me. I don't bring a bag. I'm trying to be in and out as fast as possible. I don't want to dilly-dally. I have my AirPods in and nothing else, and a mask. Literally those two things. I walk in, and no one ever taught me how to use the gym, so this is what I do. I walk in, I push some machines around, and I leave. Anything beyond that description, I cannot give. I don't know what the names of the machines are that I'm using. I don't know what they do specifically. I don't know what a rep is, what a set is. None of that I know. I literally walk in, push stuff around until I get tired, and then I leave. And for a while, that was honestly working very well. And I was getting results, which was crazy because I haven't, like, gotten results from the gym in a while. But now I'm like, time to post abs on Snapchat Discover. No. But recently, it's not been working. And I've been running into problems recently. So, well, first of all, in the new year, the gym, there's a lot more people at the gym, so it's been very busy and very crowded, and now, like, some machines aren't, like, available and such, and at least five times this week, someone has come up to me while I'm on the machine, and they, like, tap me on the shoulder, and I'm like, because I don't come there to socialize. Like, when I exercise, I am fully locked in. I'm fully in the zone. I cannot think about the human world around me. I literally need to focus on not dying. So, like, people will tap on my shoulder and be like, how many reps you got left? Yo, what set are you on? That's not English. Those words were not in the Bible. I have no clue what they're saying. I literally don't understand what they are saying. What sets? Reps? You're literally making those words up. Those can't be real. So I'll just be like, oh, I just need another minute on here. And then you know what I do? I get stressed out and leave. Three times this week, I have left the gym in less than 25 minutes because I'll be halfway through and someone will like tap my shoulder and be like, hey, once you're done, you got three sets left. Once your three sets are done, can I use this machine? I freak out and I leave. And I'm starting to realize that maybe not being trained or like not like knowing what machines do probably isn't good. Like, what if I hurt myself one day because I don't know how a machine works? Now I stick to the same machine, so like I basically like know what to do with them, but any like technical lingo I don't know. And it's the same thing with how I learned to drive. Okay guys, I never took driver's training. I went for my driver's test and passed by the grace of God. I don't know how to drive. And that's just a fun little anecdote about me. I never took driver's training. My dad showed me a little bit, but like, I should not be on the roads. Anyways, that's kind of how it is with me at the gym. But listen. I think there's an upside to my method of madness. Oh my god, I have the hiccups. Sorry, the Chipotle is coming back up. Oh my, I can't throw up on a freaking podcast. That can't happen. No. For example, I'm the type of person where if I'm counting things that are unpleasant, I will psych myself out. So say I'm like putting away dishes. No, that's a bad example. Frick, I don't know. Like, any task where I have to count the thing that I'm doing, like, say I need to cut 20 onions. If I'm counting each onion, it is literally going to be the most painful process ever. I'm like, chop, number two, chop, number three. Whereas at the gym, this is what I do. And honestly, this is the one thing that I do exercise-wise that I feel like y'all could apply to your own lives. I don't count like how many things I'm pushing, how many reps or sets or whatever that is. I don't care. I don't use it. What I do is, say I'm at a machine where I, like, push something. I'll listen to a song, and each chorus I will push until the chorus is done. Now, each song has about 3-4 choruses, and say it's a rap song, the chorus is going to be pretty lively. So it's like, out like a light, like a light, like a light. Like, you get the energy, and then when you're resting, the song's like a little bit more mellow. It's like the pre-chorus. And it works. I'm not going to lie. Like, it gives like a good kind of like motivation to like push through the whole chorus. And it works. I will die before I count my freaking breaths or count my like sets and reps. No. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But anyways, I also forgot to mention, my gym is like in an area where a lot of like celebrities live, and I say that lightly because by celebrities I mean YouTubers, me being one of them. Not that I'm remotely in the level of I'm just saying that there's YouTubers that go to the gym. Like, I have seen half of the Sway House at my gym. I have seen Britney Spears, which is literally insane. I don't understand how I saw her, but I saw her. And then I saw her. That is one celebrity that I consistently see in LA, and I don't understand how. Like, I thought sis was locked up. I thought we were trying to free her. Tell me how I've seen her at the gym. Tell me how I've seen her with my mom at Catch, which is like a seafood restaurant. I've seen her more than any other celebrity, so that doesn't make any sense. Anyways, actually, it does make sense. I saw her right after she was freed. So, duh. Anyways. But it freaks me out, because, like, when I'm at the gym, I don't want to be perceived. I cannot be perceived. I need to, like, fully have my music in, noise canceling, not seeing a single soul is, like, my... Like, that's why I either go, like, really late at night, or, like, during the day when it's, like, everyone's eating lunch or something. That's, like, when I love to go. And that's why I'm gonna go in, like, 20 minutes. I should get into how I feel about the gym. So, this is so disgusting. I enjoy it. I enjoy the gym. But it didn't always used to be that way. So, I've been going to the gym since I was 18, I think. But I want to talk about how it was at first. And I'll get into this. Oh, do I want to get into it? Yeah, I'll get into it a little bit. But also another time. So, I used to be signed to this modeling agency in my hometown. And long story short, very bad experience, got extremely bad body issues, and was put under a lot of pressure to exercise and, like, improve my body physically, in theory. So, I was at the gym, like, every single day, but not for 20 minutes, no, I was going there for 2 hours, and like, full-on working out and exercising. And this was at a point in my life where I was not in the best financial situation and was not really eating well, if at all, for financial reasons and also body reasons and body image reasons. So I was passing out at the gym. And extremely unhealthy, extremely, extremely unhealthy. I want to make it super clear that if you are going to exercise, you also need to start eating more. And definitely not eating less like I was doing. I got very skinny. I got very, very, very skinny, and it was very unhealthy. I will get into that another time because that's a whole other thing. Oh my God. But I stopped that for a while and then recently picked it back up again last year when I got a new gym membership and started going like every single day. Now I'm doing it healthy because I'm eating a lot more. I eat literally like a whole pack of salmon every single day. Like, it's actually disgusting. Like, I mean, it's not disgusting. It's delicious. If y'all ever go to Target,
get the hunt.
It's like something. It's one of the salmons. Wow, guys, I'm so specific. I'm an influencer. It's like ocean. I don't even know. Listen, I'm not gonna promote salmon. That's not what we're here to do today. But I eat a lot now, like full meals. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie. That is the best part about working out is I can just eat literally whatever. And it's, like, helping me rather than me eating, like within reason. Obviously, like, I'm not going to go eat, like, $30 worth of Taco Bell every single day. But it's, like, big amounts of food. And it also raises your appetite. So, like, which is also good. So that's, like, a bonus. But, however, I do enjoy it, and I'll get into that in just a second, right after this quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So I just said something horrible and preposterous, but let me elaborate on why I enjoy exercise. So I feel like the way schools like make people build relationships with exercise is very bad. Like, I feel like exercise is used as a punishment in gym class so much, which is never gonna like help anything. Like I always, like, get the vision of, like middle school or elementary school, and, like, you have to, like, all of a sudden run. Or, like, the beeper test! The beeper! Oh, my God. I just brought back some memories. Things like that should not exist in school. One, because it's literally horrible. Like, one minute you're in math class, the next you're like running for your life. But two, you're never gonna like have kids build positive relationships with exercise if you're using it as a punishment. This is not the military. That's so goofy. They should like, well, I guess this isn't a good example either, but my school used to have this thing called Slurpee Run, where we would all get to run to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee and snacks, which, like, okay, we're running, but literally canceling it out completely by buying a jumbo large Slurpee and, like, a bag of chips. But, I mean, their heart was in it. Their heart was in the right place. But it's, for me, I did not have a healthy relationship with exercise. I freaking hated it. And I wish I could say it was, like, in a good way that I ended up doing it, but it wasn't. It was literally because of, like, body issues and all that made me end up going to the gym. But I learned to enjoy the positive effects that it has on you. One, you can have a better relationship with food. You can, like, literally eat whatever, which is super fun. Two, also, let me backtrack a little bit. Not saying that, like, if you don't exercise, you have to watch what you eat. Like, that's not the case either. Obviously, within reason, like, it's better to eat healthy. Can we all agree on that? Yes, yes, okay. But, like, it's not like, oh, you didn't go to the gym? Enjoy eating nothing. Like, that is not what I mean. I just mean, like, you can eat a lot. I just love to eat. Like, huge portions. Like, drop me in Cheesecake Factory, I will be eating an entire entree and an appetizer, and those are freaking huge. And usually I don't have that big of an appetite, but, like, working out, like, kind of opens it up for me to have a bigger appetite. So I enjoy that. But also, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is you get a lot of mental clarity from exercising. I swear, probably half of my video ideas I came up with, like, while exercising or running. And you're just, like, so much more in the moment and in the zone. And, like, even, like, honestly, my best video ideas I came up with when I was, like, exercising. Like, I'm thinking of, like, all my top videos were, like, just coming to my mind while I was, like, jogging or something. So, you, and also, it really helps your mood. Like, that is, like, I cannot understate that. Like, it helps your mood so much. Like, you can literally feel, like, death incarnate. And then, this, like, the moment you do exercise, you will start feeling better. Like, I promise you. And it's easier said than done because, like, literally, if you are in a catatonic state in your bed and you don't want to get out and you're like,
oh, I'll just go lift some weights.
No. Like, obviously, it's not going to be the most appealing thing in the world, but you have to remember that it will make you feel better. Like, this morning, I skipped my acting class. I really hope she didn't hear that because I told her my power went out, which wasn't a lie because my power did go out this morning. But I was like, oh my God, like, I want to stay in bed all day. I got up and learned a TikTok dance. And I did it and I aced it and I posted it. And one of the top comments literally says Ben after a breakdown, which I was like, whoa. Too real, too real. Also, I'm so sorry that I'm wearing different socks. Like, this is so much higher than the other one. Like, I'm really sorry for that. I know that's probably driving y'all crazy. But anyways, it makes you feel mentally better. And I'm not saying you need to go freaking bench press. By the way, I don't know what bench pressing is. Like, you know the stuff in the gyms where they, like, lay down and they're, like, pushing, like, a thing above their head? Don't know what that is. Have never done that. Will never do that. I will stick to my silly little machines and do my silly little exercises. But you don't need to do any, like, anything intense. Like, literally a run. And I know running is, like, there's a lot of stigma behind it. I feel like when people think of exercising and they think of the worst exercise, they're going to think of running. But I genuinely love it. Like, I don't even really do it for the exercise. I love just, like, getting fresh air. And sorry, I just had a memory of, like, 2020 when we were all wearing masks outside. And I just realized I used to run with my mask on outside. But I wouldn't see anyone on the streets. I wouldn't pass anyone. But I would still wear my mask. Which is, like, good. I'm not being like, oh, sheep wearing his mask. No. But did I need it then? Probably not. Anyways. What was that? Oh, but it's like, it's good to, like, get out and, like, see scenery and see nature and breathe fresh air. So I really do enjoy running, and I've always kind of enjoyed running. But basically, I really wish, like, oh, and then obviously, like, you become stronger by exercising. There's that too. I always forget about that. But I think people need to realize, like, exercise doesn't need to be as intense as it's, like, made up to be. You don't need to be going to the extremes of, like, freaking bench pressing, like, 200 pounds. I don't even know if that's a lot, to be honest. But, like, you don't need to be doing that. You can do something as small as just exercising for 20 minutes a day. Now, another thing I want to talk about is Apple Watches. I have mine on right now. I've been an Apple Watch user since, I think, the start of 2020. And I've mixed feelings about it. And I think I'm pretty much going to be done with using an Apple Watch. And here's why. The pros, I think, of having an Apple Watch is this thing has definitely, definitely motivated me to exercise, and might be one of the reasons why I go to the gym every single day, because you can do these things called Apple Watch competitions with your friends where you get points for, like, exercising or standing or, like, burning calories and all that, and you compete with your friends to see, like, who can, like, do the most in, like, a week. And it's really fun, like, I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, very stressful, because right now I have this competition with my friend, and we have both won 6 times. Like, we're tied 6-6. And we have another one starting tomorrow. And if I don't win, I will literally scream so loud and smash those Apple Watch through my window. So on one hand, it's good to motivate you to exercise. But on the other hand, it really makes you feel like doo-doo caca if you, like, just have a day of being idle. Which, by the way, I know I'm saying I go to the gym every single day. But it is still very important to have, like, just complete rest days and stuff like that. And also, I'm not sure if you're supposed to go to the gym every single day. I just do it because it's, like, a habit at this point. And it's, like, the one constant thing in my life. But I have heard that you need, like, rest days for your muscles. I don't know the specifics of that. But I don't do that. So, on one hand, it's good to motivate you. On the other hand, it makes you feel like poo-poo. But another reason why I really want to, like, just, like, sell it or something is I don't need notifications literally attached to my hand. I shouldn't, like, wake up in the morning and not be able to escape the internet for a single waking second. I think that is a little goofy. I really wish there was, like, an Apple Watch that was just for exercise. But even then, there's, like, aspects of the whole exercise functions that it has, which are, like, super discouraging and make you feel like crap. And unrealistic, honestly. That is what I want to say. They have some unrealistic requirements. They want you to be standing up 8 hours of the day. That is one of the things for the competitions that you have to do. No! I'm not it'll, like, remind you, be like, here's your reminder to stand. No, you're stupid and you're dumb. I don't care if sitting is the new smoking. I will sit on my behind. God gave me a natural BBL butt not to stand up 8 times a day. No, it is for me to sit. It is for me to sit and enjoy being sedentary. So, that's a little rant about that. I'm trying to think what other unrealistic goals they have. Oh my god, they have these achievements, which is so unhealthy. Oh, let me get into this real quick. Guys, I just finally deleted Pokemon Go a few days ago. And I got re-addicted, like, last July. And the reason why I still had it up until a week ago is because they have these set of challenges that you, like, you're faced with every time you open the app, and, like, it drives me insane. I needed to complete them, and only until last week did I finally catch the last Pokemon for the challenge, and I was freed, and I deleted the app. But with the Apple Watch, they have some goofy challenges. Like, let me read one of the ones they have. So, you have, like, an activity goal that you have to reach every single day. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I have a lot of these challenges completed. Like, I have reached my activity goal freaking 500 times. But they have ones, they have an achievement on here where you have to reach your activity goal 3,000 days. Will any of us be alive in 3,000 days? I don't know. I don't think so. The state of the world, really don't see that happening, but things like that drive me insane. Like, I'm such a completionist. If I have a to-do list, I need to knock every single thing off. And the fact that I have this, like, looming over my head, I think definitely, mark my words, once I hit the 3,000 move day goal, I will be selling my Apple Watch. But hopefully I can get rid of it before then. But it's like, I really don't need this on my wrist. Now, there are some things that are, like, kind of beneficial. Like, I lose my phone in my house a ton, and I'm super lazy, and I don't want to, like, go through the process of looking for it. So you can, like, ping your phone, and it'll, like, ding, which is nice. You can answer calls from it, which is also nice. And is that the end of the pros? I think so. I can't think of anything else that makes this worth it. Also, I think it looks stupid and really goofy. It literally looks like I have, like, a Minecraft block on my wrist. Oh, I forgot another benefit. You can, like, set up your phone camera somewhere and then, like, literally see what your phone sees through your Apple Watch. So if you wanted to spy on someone, like place a phone in a room, you could do that. I don't know. Other than that, can't really think of any other bonuses. But overall, wow, we touched on a lot of stuff. Everything from Chipotle to plant-based chorizo. No, Chipotle plant-based chorizo to Apple Watches. I really think you guys should try just seeing, not even like exercising, just see what your relationship is to exercising and think about why you might dislike it. And it might be something that was like just ingrained in you, like in the past, like maybe you had to do the beeper test and you're like, oh my God, I never want to run again in my life. But just reevaluate it.
Just reevaluate it and see what happens,
ew. But I think it's worth a shot to dive back into helping your body. That's it. That's all I got for this episode. I really hope you all enjoyed. If you haven't already, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It truly helps a ton. I will see you guys next Wednesday on this podcast and next Sunday on my YouTube channel. And real quick, I just want to say thank you so much for all the love on the recent videos. Y'all are blowing up crazy. Glad you like them. And yeah, I'll see you guys later. Bend of the week. It's June!